I've lived in the city, I've lived in the country. And when I live in the country, there are a lot more farm animals, so I learn a lot. I've actually learned a lot about donkeys. Yeah, kind of fun to hear their braying. I mean, there's no other animal that sounds quite like a donkey. The ones I knew best, there was a gray one and a brown one, but they both, yeah, they have the same marking on their back. It's one long dark line along their spine, and then there's a shorter dark line across their shoulders. It actually makes a cross. One old farmer told my wife that all donkeys have that cross, and that they have it because a donkey carried Jesus to his birth and on Palm Sunday. Now, I don't know the reason, but there's no doubt that many donkeys carry the cross on their backs. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about a donkey lesson in humility. I have to tell you something. I saw myself when I looked at those donkeys. No, I don't have the ears. I don't bray. But in a lot of ways, I'm sort of a donkey who carries the cross of Jesus. Jesus' great ambassador, Paul, knew that the message of the cross, the one that he carried everywhere he went, was all he really had to offer. In our word for today from the Word of God in Galatians 6:14, he simply says, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Oh, Paul had a list of Christian accomplishments that would dwarf anything any of us could be proud of, but he knew who he was. In his own words, "less than the least of all the Lord's people." Then he said, "Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst." Several years ago, I was surprised at a large Christian event by the presentation of a wonderful award. In fact, I was almost in shock as I went up to accept the award. They wanted me to say something. Believe it or not, for once in my life, I literally did not know what I would say. And this verse, King James style, was all I could think of. "God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." Look, I'm nothing without the cross. Paul was nothing without the cross. You are nothing without the cross. This isn't a matter of putting yourself down and insulting God by saying he created someone worthless. We are his workmanship, the Bible says, but without the cross, we're stranded in an orbit away from the one who gave us our worth. And the death of Jesus on that brutal cross is the only way to connect with our Creator. If you've drifted into promoting yourself these days, if you've been trying to get attention or recognition or advancement for you, how about going out of the self-promoting business? God has you here to promote Jesus, to promote his cross. God doesn't really need you or me, but when we pick up our cross to follow Jesus, he appoints us to his service, and he gives us a simple mission. In a sense, the one he's given those donkeys, "Carry my cross wherever you go." Are you? Your mission is to take as many people as you can by the hand and lead them up Skull Hill to the foot of Jesus' cross, where you show them how much this Jesus loves them. Anyone who knows you for very long should be guided by you to the cross. I just pray you won't be ashamed of the cross of Jesus. Aren't you thankful that he wasn't ashamed of you when he died for you on the cross?
Thanks, Ron. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is pleased to announce a new podcast hosted by Ron's two sons, Doug and Brad Hutchcraft. It's called Go Mad with Doug and Brad. MAD stands for Make a Difference. In each podcast episode, Doug, Brad, and their guest have conversations on how you can make the greatest possible impact through Jesus for the people in your world. To find out more, visit Hutchcraft.com. That's Hutchcraft.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.